Welcome to today's Encore show, folks. I'm Phil Henry, if you haven't guessed, and it is my great pleasure to introduce to you some great shows from the recent past and one from the a bit more distant past. We have a show here from last year for you. Ted Bell, the owner-operator of Ted's of Beverly Hills, a restaurant that we happen to enjoy going to, a steakhouse in Beverly Hills, California. Ted was talking to me about watching a Napoleonic Wars documentary and the fact that his employees laughed at him for this. Also, General Shaw says he isn't who he says he is. Is this just listen to it. Okay. General Shaw says isn't who he says he is. That's coming up today here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, baby. Welcome to our show here. It's Tuesday. We are back to it, the 28th of November. We have Christmas coming up, and I'm going to be having Christmas. I'll be in Florida with Jackie. Oh, you are going to Florida.
Yeah, this is... You've been going back and forth on this.
No, I haven't been going back and forth on anything.
Well, you're going to go and then you... What about Joanne?
My sister Joanne, who usually holds Christmas at her place, has decided, you know what, she works her ass off and she's just... This year she don't want to do it. I don't blame her. So I said, and I think this is a great idea, I said, me and Marianne and Joanne, those are my two sisters, and I said, let's just go and meet at a pub, have some drinks, have some... You know, who needs to have a big thing?
Oh, you're kidding.
What do you mean, oh, I'm kidding?
Well, Phil, Christmas is a time of festive...
Yeah, it's a time of the festivities. Why would you do that?
Do what? Well, you're going to go to a pub? We're going to go down to a place that we know in Corona Del Mar, a place that we like, have some pops, have some food, love each other, say, hey, Merry Christmas, and shove off, you know?
I don't know. That sounds...
Sounds kind of sad. Let me tell you what, Jack. It is way less sad than some of these family gatherings.
Phil, don't call me Jack. My name is General Galen Shaw.
What an asshole. Sorry, man. It's the way you got very indignant.
Yeah, General, you're getting all... My name is General Galen Shaw. Yeah, what do you think this is, anyway? Like, to tell the truth?
Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Guys, hold on. Let me just say this. We're going to have what a lot of people ought to do. Don't be a big... Don't have a big-ass thing...
Don't be who?
Wait a minute. Don't do a big-ass thing. You know, have something. If you got a small family, have something small. So that's what we said we would do. And I'm going to Florida anyway. And Joanne doesn't want to do she doesn't want to host a big damn thing. So I don't blame her either because she does it every year. I said, why don't we just, like I said, meet in a nice cozy pub beachside down there in Orange County.
And have cocktails and eat what, bar food?
Yeah, that's right. Bar food. What about it?
God, Phil,
you heard me right.
Get bar food? What do you talk about? Like hot dogs and stuff?
But every time you open your mouth, man.
Time I open my mouth.
I don't know. What do they have, you know? So that's what we're going to do. I think that's great. That's the way I like to celebrate Christmas. Because to be honest with you, Christmas and Thanksgiving to me ain't shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm kidding.
No, you're not. No, I've heard you say
it ain't that big of a thing for me. I'm just sorry to tell you. You know, I'm glad that we have the time off. I'm glad everybody's having a good time. I'm glad that people are smiling and happy, but I don't go all out for that jazz. I did when I was married, when I had little stepkids and all of that, but not no more, friend. All right, no more talk about that because it's starting to depress me.
Yeah, yeah.
Knock it off. All right, bud. Okay, we have Ted Bell on the Phil Henry Show here tonight. There's a lot on Ted's mind, I suspect. Let's find out what's going on. Let's find out how Ted Wien went. Not Ted Wien.
Ted, thanks, Ted.
Oh, thanks, Ted, yeah. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Phil, thanks so much for having me on the program tonight. I want to remind everybody to get to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got, I'll tell you what, we have the usual great, great fare, the great steaks, the great drinks, the Ted, of course, which is something that I invented, that is rum and Coke. And the reason why I bring that up, Phil, is all of the heat that we've taken because of Ted Wien, all of the wonderful entrees that I invented and that people have turned around and thrown back in my face.
You know, Ted, you're still bitter about all of this, aren't you?
I'm not bitter about anything.
Well, it sounds like it.
I really am not, Phil. I'm just saying that it's been every holiday season.
You know, if I were you...
Well, you're not.
I know that I'm not, but can I just say something?
Go ahead.
If I were you, I'd just chalk it up to, you know, business, and people are either going to like what you do or they don't. Ted Wien sucked, but thanks, Ted, that went good, didn't it?
Ted Wien sucked, but thanks, Ted, that went good, didn't it? Is that what you just said?
I think so, yeah.
You know he did, Ted.
All right. Thanks, Ted, was simply us. We had a turkey buffet. We had the Turkey and Fixins turkey buffet, dinner buffet. I don't know what it was called. It was, Chef, what was it? It was called the Thanks, Ted, Turkey and it was called the Thanks, Ted, Turkey Buffet and All the Fixins Turkey Dinner. What? Okay, thank you. He just handed me the phone.
No, you better get him back.
He wants you back. Phil, you know, it's been a very tough time.
I know it has. I know, and this is what I want to tell the audience. I know that Ted Wien, thanks Ted, all of these holidays. Are you going to do Tedmas?
Am I going to do Tedmas? Let me ask something, Phil. When you get up in the morning, do you hit the can and take a good healthy leak?
What has that got to do with anything?
It's an obvious question.
So in other words, the answer is yes.
Yes. I'm going to do Tedmas.
Do I hit the can and take a healthy leak? You know, I realize we do an adult show.
All right, I'm sorry. Jesus.
So you're going to do Tedmas, and you're going to do Happy Ted, right?
You're going to do Happy Ted, right? Phil, well, he's very sensitive over what went down here not more than 24 hours ago. And I'll do it, Chef. Thank you. Just get back in. I didn't say get back in the kitchen. I meant, would you please watch that? Oh, boy. You were this close.
Okay, we just so people know, we have Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, where they had their annual Thanks Ted, a big turkey buffet. Now, here's the thing about Thanks Ted. Kids were allowed in the restaurant, right?
That's correct, Phil. As you know, we do adult cuisine. Our restaurant is closed to people under the age of 18. We have nothing against kids, but as we like to say, just... If you wouldn't mind, we love children, but please leave it at home or leave it with a...
And when you say leave it, you mean the child.
I'm sorry. I mean leave the child with a babysitter and come to Ted's of Beverly Hills and enjoy it with your wife, with your girlfriend, with your husband, with your boyfriend, and or just friends. And so, Ted, thanks, Ted, is the one time of the year, Phil, when we do let them bring them in.
Now, Ted, you're a father.
Yeah?
Well, you know, you talk with such a kind of an ice-cold objectivity about children.
I don't know what you mean.
Leave it at home.
I misspoke. I'm sorry. The reason is, Phil, that when you have kids in a restaurant, when you, especially a place like mine, and you let the... It's death to your business. Kids are death to a restaurant. No, I want to get this said. Hold on. Well, Chet, I want to get it said. No, wait a minute.
What? Why did you let Chef Chedilliot?
No, let Chef Chedilliot do Jack, okay? I've been meaning to say this for a long time. Children are absolute death to a restaurant business. And I learned that the hard way back when I took the restaurant over from my father, and I was trying to save the business. And we pulled out the stops. We did everything. And we let kids into the restaurant, and I'm telling you, Phil, it destroyed the business. That my father had already driven the business away with his drinking, and I brought it back for about 3 months, and then I let kids in, and everything went to hell in a handcart again. So I brought it back to a nice, we were doing probably 70% of what the business, the peak of the business, and when we brought the kids in, we were back down to 5%.
You're kidding, just letting children in?
Just letting children in. So nothing against the kids, Phil, but I know what I'm doing. When it comes to restaurants.
All right, I believe you. But tonight we're going to have on... we don't want to talk about business tonight. We want to talk about something that you've been doing since everything in business is dying down after Thanks Ted and Ted Aween. I know you have Tedmas coming up. What is it called, Happy?
It's called Happy New Ted.
Happy New...
Can I say something? No, you may not. Would you mind?
That blows an ape bigger than King Kong.
Would you please go back in the restaurant?
You know, you either have to get him under control.
Please.
All right.
I'm sorry, Phil.
All right, so what we're talking here to Ted Bell about, so it's going to be Happy New Ted.
Yeah, it's going to be Happy New Ted. Boy, every promotion I try.
Well, Ted, you know, it seems to me these promotions... They haven't been exactly a roaring success.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Ted Wien, you talk about Thanks Ted, Tedmas, now Happy New Ted. What about Ted New Year?
Ted New Year?
Well, something other than, you know, it's Tedmas, it's Ted Wien, it's Thanks Ted, Happy New Ted.
Yeah, Happy New Ted. What about it? Phil, I can tell you...
I don't know. I do. I know. I know exactly what's going on. That guy's under so much pressure. He ought to sell that restaurant.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm not kidding. He ought to sell that restaurant and get out from under and take a long vacation.
Yeah, Mr. Bell. We did. Mr. Henry, it was Mr. Henry's call. Uh-huh. Yeah, blue sneakers.
Give me the phone, will you? Get Ted back up there, okay?
Bill, I apologize. That was absolutely uncharacteristic. I want to apologize to you. I want to apologize to your listeners. I did not mean to...
You're under a lot of pressure, man, and I said this on the air, and I'll say it to you. You need to get out from under. Why don't you sell that damn restaurant and give yourself a life?
Sell the restaurant?
Yes, because I think, Ted, it seems like you're not dealing with the pressure very well.
What are you people talking about, Phil? This restaurant is my life, okay?
Listen to you, man. It sounds like it's draining all the life from you. I'm just saying, consider that, okay? Now, here, case in point, you had a nice, relaxing time here over the last week after the events of Thanks, Ted, and in advance of Tedmas. You were enjoying, what, the History Channel?
Well, it's something that I found. Not the History Channel, no. These are some channels on YouTube, and I thank you, Phil. I'm glad we're finally getting to this, because I had a... hold on. Yes. Now, is a guy here? Hi, Ted. Guy Neuway is here, Phil, and Guy is a... You know Guy.
I do. Guy, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, Phil.
Guy, do you know what, Ted? You were watching with television with Ted?
Well, hold on. Let me do it. I was watching. Let me do it. So I got a hold of this TV channel, Phil, on YouTube, and it had the Napoleonic Wars. And I was enjoying that so much, looking at the history of the Napoleonic Wars. And I called up Guy, and I said, hey, Guy, I'm watching the Napoleonic Wars on this History Channel on YouTube. And tell Phil what you said. I said it was very uncharacteristic of him. And I said, are you sure you want to do something like that? Because it's probably going to make people laugh if you tell them.
Yeah.
How do you like that? So.
Wait. You said it's probably going to make people laugh if Ted tells people about the fact that he likes a History Channel on the Napoleonic Wars.
Yes, I did. And it proved to be true, because when we came into the restaurant here last evening, about 7 o'clock, and you saw her, Kay Perrell and a couple of the other girls were drinking milk, and when you said, I just enjoyed a channel, a History Channel on the Napoleonic Wars, milk literally came out of all six of their nostrils. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Because I remember.
Yeah, I do. I remember it, Guy. Thank you very much. I remember it, yeah. Why I even brought you...
What's the point of this discussion?
The point of the discussion is Phil, the point of the... Excuse me, it's my phone.
I'm going to demand something, Ted. Get this guy out of there.
Mr. Henry wants you to... I'm just trying to tell him milk came out of all six of their nostrils. The point of the discussion, would you get him, Chef?
Hey, come on over, have a drink.
The point of the discussion, Phil, is that I discovered something that I like, something that makes me relax, okay? Something that I was excited about. It was a wonderful channel on YouTube called, I think it was called Epic TV.
Okay.
And they have these wonderful, wonderful videos of different historic events. And this one was three different hours of the Napoleonic Wars.
And why did you watch this? Because of the movie?
Because of the movie, yeah. Everybody's talking about this guy, Napoleon. And they're all talking about Napoleon, right? And because of the movie?
Exactly, yeah. The movie, the Ridley Scott film.
Yeah, right there, the Ridley Scott movie. And I'm hearing Napoleon this and Napoleon that. And I said, you know what, I think I might, you know, I want to learn something about Napoleon. Because I've been working my rear end off, Phil, on all these promotions all through the summer. We never have a moment to stop and rest in this business.
I understand, Ted, so you took some time for yourself over the last, when, few nights?
Well, yeah, it was just the last few nights I went home. And I talk to Marcy, and she goes to bed, and there I am sitting there on my rear end staring at a wall, and there's nothing to do. There's nothing really to do. So I busted out my laptop, and I found this channel, Epic Times, or Epic...
Epic TV.
Epic TV. And I'm telling you, Phil, they have videos there on World War One. They have videos there on this Napoleonic Wars.
I didn't know you were a history freak.
I didn't know I was either. I knew you used to talk about it all the time. But when I saw the Napoleonic Wars, I thought, that's the movie, right?
Yeah, Napoleon is the movie with...
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I think I might want to learn about Napoleon, you know?
You know what I think about Napoleon?
Napoleon?
I think you meant to say, I'm sorry, I meant Napoleon.
I do not, bud, no. All I know is that the man was celebrated general.
Well, he was the emperor of France.
You see, all that stuff I learned just the last few days. And I enjoyed that so much, and I come into the restaurant.
Well, here's where Ted, if you don't mind, I think you worry too much about what people think.
Wait a minute. These are my employees. No, so I come into the restaurant, and I say to the girls, I said to Carolyn, and I said to a couple of the other servers, hey, I was watching a channel on the Napoleonic Wars, and they all of them turned their back and go, nee! And they were drinking glasses of milk, and I saw the milk literally all six nostrils. You done?
I'm sorry, Ted. That was just very funny.
What was?
All six nostrils.
Well, you can laugh if you want, but it was all six. There were three women, right? Two nostrils apiece? What's that come to?
Yeah, that's six nostrils.
Okay, huh? See?
Okay, man. You got it. Hey, Ted.
Hi, Phil. It's Gary. Let me... Yeah, I'll do. Hi, Phil. It's Guy Newway.
Is your name Gary or Guy?
Well, people call me Gary. Sometimes they call me Guy.
What is your name?
My name is Gary.
All right, we'll call you Gary, okay?
I prefer Guy.
Okay, Guy. Go ahead.
I wanted to just say that Ted should really, in my opinion, should not have been looking at this Napoleonic Wars channel because he got very excited about it, and I think he forgets who his friends are. I think he forgets where he is in this world when he comes back into this restaurant, which has very working-class people, hard-working people, but they're working-class. They're not very well-read. And he comes enthusiastically into the kitchen area, because I saw him, I was here, just stocking some shelves, and he comes in almost on his tiptoes going, hey, everyone, I saw the Napoleonic Wars. Now, Carol said, are you serious, Mr. Bell? And he said, I'm dead serious. The Napoleonic Wars took place at the turn of the 19th century, and they were for some 11, 12, 20 years, something like that. And the girls, they'd all taken a sip of milk, and you did. You saw all three of them. You saw six nostrils filled with milk, a kind of a split-second pause, and then all six nostrils shoot milk.
Meaning they were laughing.
Well, yes, sir. What?
Well, I've been getting this all six nostrils filled with milk. So the women laughed at him because he came in enthusiastic about the Napoleonic Wars?
Because he said he was coming in and he was watching. Here he is.
Yeah, here I am.
Well, I'm sorry I laughed, Ted.
Oh, that's all right, Phil. You laugh every time I'm on the air with you. You're laughing at me. You're laughing at something I do. You're laughing at something that I said. You're laughing at something that I dream about. You laugh at something that I hope for. You laugh at something that I find endearing. Here. Well, he's... Where are you going, Ted? To the bathroom? Is that all right with you? I wouldn't laugh if I were you.
Well, I'm laughing. I'm laughing.
Why, Mr. Henry? Mr. Bell...
I'm laughing because I find Ted to be... He's a great guy. Things he takes so seriously. He's a successful man. I don't know why he gets his feelings... Is that him?
What's that, Phil? You know why I get my wife...
I don't know why you get your feelings hurt all the time, man. People are going to laugh, Ted. It's not a commentary on you. It's a commentary on the people that you have working for you.
Oh, I see. So I've got idiots working for me.
I didn't say idiots, but you have people who see you one way. They see you every day in the office. They see you every day in the restaurant. And for you to come in and start laying some history on them and intellectual stuff that interests you, these are people that are probably too... Excuse me for saying this. They may be too simple-minded.
Not about that. Phil says you guys are too simple-minded. Mr. Henry, you didn't say that I'm simple-minded, do you?
I said that some of the people that had milk coming into their... what did you say? You said all six nostrils filled with milk and paused for a moment and then shot the milk out of the nose.
Yes, I did. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Margaret Gray.
Oh, Ms. Gray, yes. That's what happened.
All right, and so, meaning what?
Well, they found that to be very funny.
Let me do it.
Can you go back and help Chef Chedilia? Do what? Scrub a toilet? I'm sorry.
Phil, the situation was this. I am excited about this.
First of all, can I say I know the channel you're talking about?
You do know it.
Yeah, Epic TV. I know it. I watch it all the time. I think their documentaries are outstanding.
Yeah, and they have a Patreon channel. They ask for donations. I was going to donate. What do you think?
I by all means. By all, I haven't, only because I, as a rule, I guess you might say, as a rule, I just go ahead and, you know, surf for the free stuff.
Well, I thought you were the guy that was against copyright infringement.
That's not copyright infringement, Jack. That's that they are, they know their stuff's on YouTube. They're just asking for donations.
Okay, Phil. God,
that's not copyright infraction, Jack.
Yeah, Mr. Jerry, you get all weird about it.
I'm not getting weird about it. I'm not infringing anybody's copyright.
Okay, but I thought maybe I'd donate to their Patreon channel. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, whatever you want to do, man. It's groovy. But the fact is...
Groovy, huh?
Yeah, that's what I said. The fact is, they are great, and I like their documentaries a lot.
Yeah, so I guess the point that I'm making is I take time away from the restaurant so that I can enjoy something for me. Just for me, okay? Not for Marcy, not for Josh, not for you, not for the restaurant. Something that I will enjoy. So I sit down, big deal. I had a bowl of cashews and I had a Diet Pepsi. That was my big night. After all this work we put in on, thanks Ted, Ted Ween, and all the preliminary stuff we're doing for Tedmas, and happy new Ted. Okay, Phil?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck this.
You know, Phil, that doesn't help.
Yeah, Mr. Jerry, he's just,
I don't give a shit, you know.
Hi, Phil. Gary Newway. I think Ted feels that as long as you're laughing, you're not really making a point.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, you know, I know you're trying to help me. The best thing you could do, Gary, is to get into the kitchen with the chef.
Gary, come on in here, okay? Can you do this?
Carry a hose over my shoulder? Sure.
Great. I got to go to the bathroom.
What a...
Okay, clean it up, will you?
So, Phil, I sat down, I watched this Napoleonic War documentary. It was like 3 hours, and it was absolutely fascinating. Everything about Europe, everything about the Central Powers, the fact that Germany became Germany, the fact that Napoleon had invaded Russia, got driven out of Russia, was sent in exile, escaped exile, attacked, went to Waterloo, and finally was defeated. All of this, and you know, Europe changed profoundly under his rule.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great story. It's an amazing story, and to the extent that Ridley Scott's movie's got you interested, it's fantastic.
What'd you think of the movie?
I haven't seen it. Have you?
No, I haven't.
But to the extent that that movie's got people interested in Napoleon.
But so then I come into the restaurant, and I say to the girls, hey, have you guys seen this? There's a channel, and they go, you mean the movie? And I'm like, no, I'm not talking about the movie. I'm not talking about Joaquin Phoenix and you guys getting all wee about a movie star. I'm talking about real history, okay? I'm talking about the real guy. I'm talking about the Napoleonic Wars. I'm talking about the retreat from Russia. I'm talking about Waterloo, okay?
I don't know, man.
I don't know why you laugh. That man is wrapped too tight.
Yeah, he really is, Mr. Andrew. I think he may need...
He might need to go inside for a few, I don't know, weeks or months. Go ahead.
Mr. Bell? Yeah, you did it again. Yeah, huh. I don't know. Sometimes Swinger Magazine.
The phone, will you, man?
I guess I'm under too much pressure here, Phil.
You sure are, man. Because you're losing it.
Well, I tell you what, Phil, I apologize, but these people who look at me like, oh, you're Ted Bell, you're a restaurateur, you're reading and getting involved in history, you're getting involved in watching things about the Napoleonic Wars, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'm looking at three of my waitresses, and you heard what Gary said, you heard what Chef Chedilia said. Three of my waitresses, when I said, hey, have you girls seen these documentaries on the Napoleonic Wars? And you see, as they take, all three of them were lifting the glasses of milk to their lips.
At the very exact time, huh?
That's right, Phil, at the very exact time.
Okay.
And I go, have you seen this documentary on the Napoleonic Wars? You see them lift their heads, all six nostrils.
Fill with milk. Yeah.
God, Phil, fill with milk.
Yeah?
Fill with milk, and then like six jets off the back end of rockets, boom, out comes the milk, and they're ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I mean, the...
You know, Ted, just be glad that you are able to enjoy these things and that you have learned from these things and that other people, they're going to stay stupid.
Well...
That's... There you go, man. Don't get pissed off about it either, because you really do sound like you need a vacation.
I guess I do. I don't know, you know. Yes, Chef. You know what? I've been telling them that. You should take 2 months. Take Marcy on a cruise. Take her someplace. For God's sake, take your wife somewhere for the first time in your life. What does that mean? You know, I'm telling you, Phil, this is a guy, Ted Bell, who makes a fair amount of money with this business. He hasn't taken... Take your wife somewhere. How do you know I haven't taken my wife anywhere? Because she's told me? Oh, she's told you, huh? No, it's not like that, okay? She just sometimes unburdens herself to me. She unburdens herself to you. Well, this is getting more interesting as it goes, isn't it, Phil?
Wait, hold on for a minute. Is Marcy just talks to you, right, Shep?
She talks to me. She comes around the restaurant to talk to Ted, and he's too busy, so she hangs around in the kitchen. And she's playing with the spatulas, and she looks like she's got nothing to do. And I go, well, how are you, Marcy? She goes, I'd be better if Ted took me someplace. Oh, bullshit. She doesn't do that, does she? No, she doesn't. I'm kidding. What a dick. Trying to lighten the mood. Get out of here. So anyway, Phil.
Well, all right, so he was kidding.
Yeah, he was kidding. So here's Gary. Take Marcy somewhere, Ted. That she'll enjoy, like the beach. Take her to Hawaii, or do you know where you should take her, Phil? Didn't you go to the Fiji?
I went to a place called Fiji, not the Fiji.
I'm sorry, to Fiji. Phil, have you ever been to the Hawaii?
To Hawaii?
I'm sorry, I've never been to either place. It's not a bad idea taking her to Hawaii.
Take her to Hawaii, man, for a couple weeks.
A couple of weeks?
Yes, 2 weeks away from that restaurant, away from that hell. That hell on earth that all you do is complain about. And after Happy New Ted, then you're going to have Happy Valented, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Is there a holiday that you don't stick your name into?
You know, Margaret, you make it sound like I stick my name into it, like I'm shoving, like I'm turning something around, pulling its pants down.
I don't think she's saying that at all.
Well, it sounds like that.
I'm saying, Ted... I agree with everyone else. Take a vacation and get a new view on everything.
Oh, so I don't put my name in everything?
Ted, let's not talk about that, okay? You've got these, you know, listen, it sounds to me like you had a good thanks, Ted.
Yeah.
Take Marcy on a vacation.
Yeah, I was kidding about Marcy. I know you were.
Because, all right, so...
Can you tell me the channel that you watched that Napoleonic Wars thing on? Yeah, it's on YouTube. He's kidding around.
Ted, go home, watch the Napoleonic Wars documentary, enjoy it, and take Marcy on a vacation.
Ted, I think that's a great idea. I really do. Oh, what are you doing here anyway? I was helping out in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
My friend Gary Newway, Phil.
Yeah, I know him. I know Gary, and he's just hanging around, huh?
Yeah, he is. How about you want to have a drink? Okay. Wait, I'll meet you in the bar. What are you doing in the kitchen? Well, I thought you wanted me to... This is one of my friends, and this guy's in the kitchen. This guy's in the kitchen carting out potato peels to the dumpster at the side of the... God damn.
Thank you, Ted. Have a very, very good evening. Ted?
Like I'm turning something around and I'm...
Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Coming up next, a very special announcement from General Galen Shaw.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Do you have a backstage pass from the world-famous Phil Henry Show? You do? Well, that's one more than I've got. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Of course I've got a backstage pass to all of the great stuff that's on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, including all of the great Ted Bell shows that have been on for many, many years. We've been on the Phil Henry Show since the late 90s. There are Ted Bell shows, man, you don't even know. World-famous Phil Henry Show has Ted Bell, has, well, Jay Santos, it has Steve Bozell, it has Margaret, it has Bobby and Steve Dooley. There are hundreds of thousands of people that we've had on this show that we forgot we had on the show. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show for under $10 for the month, under $7 a month for the year. And take it from me, Ted Bell. You know, just take it from me. Don't worry what it is. Just grab it and take it. Yeah!
Now, a special announcement from General Galen Shaw.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is General Galen Shaw, or what the name I use is General Galen Shaw, and we'll get into that in a moment. I have something I want to tell you. I've been given permission to say this, and I have asked for the permission to say this. My name, General Galen Shaw, that is a stage name. My real name is George Riley. I'm an actor, originally from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I could give you the history of my professional life here in Los Angeles,
But suffice to say, I came here in the 1960s. I did a lot of small theater, did some television, did some films, and I've done what is known as voiceover work, and Phil's often talked about the voiceover work that he's done. What I'm trying to tell you, if you haven't already guessed, is that I am not a made-up voice. I'm not a created character on The Phil Henry Show. I am a real person. Now, the other voices you hear on this show, the other characters you hear, these are Phil Henry's creations, yes. And Phil is aware of the fact that I'm making this announcement. I wanted to make this announcement because I felt that the character of General Galen Shaw had gained such notoriety and become so well known that it would enhance my career if I let people know that it was, in fact, a character that I was playing. And so I made the professional decision to ask Phil if it would be all right to, I suppose, break that fourth wall and tell you that I am an actor playing a part. My name is George Riley. I'm married to Cynthia. I have been for the last 7 years. I am an Army veteran, but I was not a general. I don't have any Vietnam War experience. I was stationed at Fort Bragg, California through much of the early part of the 1970s. And I was a medical corpsman. I was never called up to a service in Vietnam. And then I went into the acting profession. And so that gives you a little bit of background on who I am. I am not a made-up voice. I am a real man. You may ask, well, why would Phil hire one real actor and then do all the other characters? It was his intention originally to have me do a character voice, to come up with some character that I would create, and he and I would both be doing these voices. But then I said, well, why don't you just let me play the part of this General Galen Shaw? And he said, and even though it's just one character, it's one less piece of work that you have to do. He said, fine. I am paid not all that great, but not all that poorly. And I'm not complaining because I don't really have to work all that much during the week. I have to work daily, but it's not too many hours of work. So again, my name is George Riley. My wife is Cynthia. I am an actor with some Army background. I was in the U.S. Army for 3 years, but I was not a general or a Vietnam veteran, and I've had some television and film experience as well as some voiceover experience. And I asked Mr. Henry if I could tell you all about me to take advantage of some of the professional interest that's come my way since doing this show. Here. Okay, so first of all, George, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
And you mentioned that you were in the Army in the early 70s?
Yes, and
because you had said that you were actually started acting in the 60s.
I started acting in the 1960s as a child actor. Well, no, I didn't. See, it's not... Oh, would you shut up? I told you...
General, we can do this, you know, some other time.
No, we can't do it any other time now because now you guys effed it up.
Well, General, we didn't eff it up. You're the guy.
You're the guy that said, hey, I've been acting since the 60s and I was in the Army until the early 70s.
Well, why did you even have to point it out?
Because somebody was going to hear it. Somebody else would have.
General Shaw is not a real... Would you stop her, please?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. You should have had this stuff nailed down before you came on here and had us all go along with this.
I'm not a real guy. I'm a made-up voice. Phil's doing my voice right now.
Yeah, see? So there.
Yeah, and he's doing mine, too.
And mine. So essentially, he's all by himself in the studio right now doing these five different voices, and if anybody was looking in on him...
They'd probably be scared.
They'd probably be scared, yes.
Yeah, how about that, Phil? I'm scared. Okay,
yeah, now he's... Yeah, hey, now let's just move on, huh?
General Shaw, I'm sorry that didn't work out for you.
Didn't work out for you, chump.
All right, don't get pissed off about it.
I'm not pissed, you are. You're doing his voice. I got it already.
Now I'm ready to...
What?
Nothing, I'm fine. I'm gonna be 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 fine.
ahead. Go ahead, me. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw.
George Riley.
That's right. I'm George Riley of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
You broke character.
You broke character. What is this garbage? It's our bumper music.